Hello, it's Thursday, June 1st, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, the only network that covers on a regular basis the alternative media. And that means the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sometimes it's the butt ugly. Sometimes it's so ugly it's been hit with an ugly stick. So today we're going to cover the alternative media. Updates on the good, the bad, and the ugly. And to start things off, here's an update on the Jeff Rentz scenario that took a very dramatic turn yesterday. We broke it last night on Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll radio show. And Lisa, take it away.
At around 4:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, I got a phone call from Patsy Smullen, who is the owner of KOBI-TV, Channel 5, in Medford, Oregon. Those of you who read my article about Jeff Rentz, my latest one, know that she is his former employer. And the conversation was very strange. She was nervous and agitated. Her voice was shaking. And the first thing she asked me was, have you heard from the Eugene attorney yet? What do you think about that, Victor?
Well, it sounds like within a span of less than 24 hours after these articles appeared on Wing TV, somebody had already gotten to this woman.
Yeah, somebody's already throwing their weight around behind the scenes. And so, of course, I didn't know what she was talking about, and she was rather incoherent. It seemed like she didn't even really know what she wanted to say. And I wrote a little article. It's on the Wing homepage today, and you can see exactly what was said in this conversation. But basically, she was warning me. She warned me to be very careful, but didn't elaborate and wasn't specific about what I should be careful about.
And she told you to remove two sentences from the article. And what did those sentences say?
The first one was where I quoted her accurately, saying Jeff Rentz wasn't known for his honesty while he worked there at her TV station in 83 and 84. And the second sentence is where she elaborated on that first comment by saying he was a compulsive liar. Now, I didn't quote her out of context, and I quoted her verbatim, precisely, word for word. And she would be considered a credible source of information, and Jeff Rentz is a public figure.
Now, it seems like, first of all, whoever got to this woman would be someone that didn't like what was in that article, correct? So who, if you had, say, give an opinion, who do you think that would be?
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Jeff Rentz.
Yeah.
Now, this is behind the scenes. And when you interviewed this woman on two different occasions, did you tell her up front that you were a journalist? Tell everybody.
Well, let's be very clear. I don't beat around the bush. I don't try to trick people or I don't play little head games with people that way. I fully identified myself at the onset of the initial phone call on May 26th when she called me back. I had left a message for her previously. I fully identified myself. I stated the purpose of my call, which was fact-checking information that was online regarding Jeff Rentz's bio. And I told her specifically that I was working on an article about Jeff Rentz. And so I needed her to verify this information for me regarding the dates of employment. I didn't twist her arm to answer my questions. I didn't trick her. I didn't try to pull the wool over her eyes. Nobody forced her to do anything. Nobody forced her to call me. Two different occasions?
Right. Or to just be forward with this information.
Well, maybe this is the third call now, yesterday.
I mean, she took it upon herself to forward this information.
Absolutely.
And when she was saying, I mean, the thing I found the most strange was she's saying, I'm trying to help you. You have to be careful now. So what is she trying to say?
She said, you don't seem to understand. I'm trying to help you. Now, of course, I didn't understand because she wasn't making any sense. She was very agitated, and her voice was rising. You know how people are when they're just losing control of their emotions and they're upset. And it wasn't like the other two conversations we had because she was very poised on the phone the other times and very friendly. And we spoke even a little bit about her father, who was deceased, who founded the TV station. And it was a very pleasant conversation both of those occasions. But yesterday, she was freaking out.
Yeah, and I mean, it should be noted also that this woman, from all appearances, is a very nice woman.
Yeah.
She was very helpful. We have no problem whatsoever
with her. I like talking to her a lot.
I mean, none whatsoever. So what's regrettable is that inadvertently she got pulled into this where somebody behind the scenes And we can only imagine who is bringing her into it, because there's information now available to everybody that a certain Jeff Rentz doesn't want people to know about. And the funniest thing of all is that this guy has been around in the broadcasting business now for over 20 years, and this is the first time anybody ever contacted any of his old employers. It's unbelievable.
It appears to be so.
That Wing TV had to be the ones to go out and start digging up this information. And now Jeff Rentz, his whole house of cards is falling around him. He's scurrying for cover. He's trying to do damage control.
Well, he was already, you know, in the shadows all these years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Jeff, if you have a problem with me checking your bio information with real people that are off the internet, but you've really forced me into that situation because you didn't respond to our inquiries
and
to verify your claims, and we had no choice.
And now does everybody know why, when we requested a full list of Jeff Rentz's broadcasting resume, why he wasn't very
forthcoming
in this information?
He didn't even respond at all.
Yeah. So what I'd like, before we move on, Lisa, is just touch upon what you said in the last paragraph of your article, where you basically,
well,
you know, this is a war of nerves now.
I have a message for Jeff Rentz. Jeff, you know where I am, and you know how to contact me. If you have something to say to me, then be a man and have the cajones to speak directly to me, because I'm not going to run and shrink and hide from you. I'll confront you face to face or whatever, and I'm not afraid of any lawyers or legal guns that get sent my way, because I have a perfect right to quote a credible source of information in fact-checking the veracity of your bio claims. And
yeah,
this I did. And if you're mad at somebody, don't be mad at Patsy Smullen, because she didn't write the article. I wrote the article. So take it up with me.
And this is called hard-hitting journalism. That's what this is. And it's mind-boggling that there are so few people in the alternative media that are willing to do hard-hitting journalism. And I want one last message for Jeff Rentz is, Jeff, Lisa Giuliani is a girl.
No, I'm not. I was a girl.
If you're afraid of a girl, then I don't know what more to say about you. So Lisa's right here. I'm right here. Wing TV is right here. If you have something to say to us, come on out from the shadows. Take your wig off. Take your disguise off, your glass and your fake mustache and so forth. Here we are. If you're a man, step on out. So we're going to touch a little bit more on that later. But to get now to our alternative media update, someone sent us an email the other day, and they said, well, who do you guys like in the alternative media, in the Patriot movement? Who do you like? I mean, they said, you point out who you don't like. So I thought, well, this is a good opportunity to kind of touch upon some of the people we like. I know radio-wise, a show we listen to almost every single night is Michael Collins Piper's The Piper Report.
That's right.
On RBN. Every night, 7 o'clock Eastern, I'd say 4 out of 5 nights a week, we listen to him. We also listen to, and we can't say enough good things about Michael Collins Piper. If you're not listening to this show, then you're not listening to one of the best out there. That's all we can
say. We also listen to Visigoth's show from the Grassy Knoll between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we admire and respect him very much as well. We don't agree on everything,
yeah,
but we like him a lot.
Yeah, and we talk about that on. See, in the alternative media, in the Patriot movement, guess what? People are allowed to disagree.
Yeah.
Nobody
okay.
has to walk in Hitlerian lockstep with each other.
Right.
And on Viz's show, he calls it Wing Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we make an appearance from 6 to 7. Also, Frank Whalen.
That's right.
We tune into his show. And Bill Broombaugh. We like what he's doing. Oh, Kelly McGinley does some fine work.
Sam and Trish Britton from the Information Corner.
Right. And really, radio-wise, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, click on the link that says Radio A-List, that's the best that's out there. That's the people that we support. That's who we would say that you should tune into if you're a fan of alternative radio.
We like researchers like Russell Pickering and Ralph Olmholt and that Hard Evidence crew.
Yeah. Other writers, everybody in the American Free Press, Christopher Bolin.
Almost everybody.
Yeah, almost everybody. Vince Ryan, Michael Collins Piper, Jim Tucker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these are the people we read.
We're not crazy about Greg Szymanski.
Yeah, and we'll get to him a little bit later. And book-wise, basically, if you go to the Wing TV bookstore, that's who we think are the best books out there. And now, there's thousands, literally thousands of books that you can choose from in this whole New World Order field. Well, we've narrowed it down to 80 or 90 that are the best of the best. Right. These are what we cut our teeth on, and this is what we can stand by.
Right.
So that's who we like.
I like Laura Knight Jadzik. Who else do we like?
Yeah, that's a good overview right now. You know, if you go to our daily news updates, you'll see that we go to a couple different sites every day and link to their various authors. So news.
Oh, we really
news.
Liked that article that Citizen Spook just came out with about Daniel Hopsiker.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that. So that right there is who we think is the best out there. Also, good news, the scholars for 9/11 Truth a couple days ago surpassed the 10,000 signature mark.
Excellent.
On their, I guess, what was that, a petition?
That's
I
right,
guess.
It's a petition to Congress to get the Department of Defense to release any and all data, documents, photographs, videos, any evidence whatsoever relating to any of the purported plane crash sites on 9/11. And I tell you what, let's get this puppy to Congress now.
Yeah, that's right.
We've been waiting. I was hoping this would get to 10,000 sooner.
Now, before we get to the ugly, the bad and the ugly, I want to say one thing that before we get to that, John Kaminsky, about a month, maybe 2 months ago, I was talking to him, and he said, you know what? All of those things that you wrote about, you and Lisa, over the last couple of years, he says, you've been right about every single one of them. And what happened with John is he got poisoned from an outside source. He readily admits it now. And he knows that somehow his thinking got misdirected and so forth. And
conveniently enough, that was a source very close to Jeff Rentz.
Yeah, exactly. But he said, and we really took this to heart, he says, you've been right about every single thing and every single person you've written about. And we want everyone to keep that in mind, because when we do these exposés and we show you who the phony balonies are, we're on the mark. And we want to start today now with Daryl Bradford Smith. We love what Daryl's doing with exposing certain people like Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Greg Zemanski, and on and on and on and on. What we don't like about Daryl is that he comes on the show and he starts ranting and raving, and he says, we all have to come together. Everybody has to come together, and we have to expose these phonies like Alex Jones and GCN. Everybody has to rally behind this cause. We can't let these snakes out there. We can't let them keep going, because if they bring the movement down, they bring us down, and we have to come together. Then we contact Daryl and say, hey, Daryl, we agree with you 100%. Why don't you come on the show and talk about it? Here he is, open hand. We're waving the white flag, whatever we disagreed with about in the past, we'll wipe that away. Come on the show, talk about it. We'll spread the word even more about these big phonies out there. Well, not a word from Daryl. So,
but there's other things that I don't agree
with
that
course.
He says. He throws a lot of speculation and conjecture into a lot of the things that he says and the things that are written there, and it's not all on the mark.
Well, I agree with that completely. But I'm saying, when it comes to Alex Jones and Rentz and these phonies like that, we agree with them.
Right.
Yet here's Daryl putting out the clarion call. But then he doesn't back his words up. So he wants everyone to come together and fight for the cause, but he's not willing to do it.
Well, it's going to be a little hard to come together with him. He's in France.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is that whenever we listen to Daryl's broadcasts, I always comment to Lisa, it's like everything that we talk about on Wing TV, he talks about the next week.
You know what's really funny? The number that he gave me, which was a Lyon, France number, is not a working number. So where are you, Daryl?
Yeah. And come on out, Daryl. You know, we're making fun of Jeff Rentz for hiding in the shadows. Come on, Daryl. It's your turn to
Maybe
come out.
Maybe he's not really in France.
And see, a lot of people, I mean, I don't care where he is. I don't give a damn. But a lot of people email us and say, hey, why don't you have Daryl on your show? And so we're letting everybody know. We've put the invitation out there to Daryl Bradford Smith. And what I said, Lisa, about, first of all, everything that Daryl talks about now, we were talking about 2 years ago. First of all, we want everyone to know that we were breaking all of these exposés long before Daryl even had a show, before anyone even
Which
heard of Daryl.
Which ones are you talking about?
You know, Rentz and Jones and Rupert and all these things. Everything that we were talking about 2 years ago, he's finally catching up with now. And so when we hear his show, it's like, well, we talk about this week, he talks about the next week.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
all right.
The more people talking about this stuff, the more people will hear this stuff. And
exactly.
That's always a good thing.
So with Daryl Smith, I guess imitation is the best form of flattery. So we thank him for following along. Now, one of the ugliest stories, and we're only going to mention
the
name.
No, this is one of the most retarded stories.
Yeah, this is beyond even ugly. This is in, like, beaten to a pulp. It's so ugly.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, and we're only going to mention his name once. This came from Tom Flacco. The rest of the time, we're going to refer to these guys as Huey, Dewey, and Louie because they're the biggest goofballs around.
We have to name the two sources of the information.
Okay.
The two sources are Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan.
So
now, if those three names don't ring a bell with you, with their past fictional fairy tales, then you might want to Google their names.
These are the guys that put out the information about Barbara Olson still alive. The
Chicago subway shootings that never happened.
Yeah, and Cheney and Bush indicted. Uh-huh. Guess what? They're not indicted yet. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie, let's cover real quick because I don't even want to waste a lot of time on this, Lisa. Tell everybody what they're purporting this time.
They're purporting that multi-foreign intelligence agents had an automatic weapons shootout at the Rayburn building last week.
In Washington, D.C.
And shot out a bunch of windshields on cars and sprayed bullet holes through car doors. And the Capitol Police are in on this. They were ordered by the Bush administration to cover it up over the Memorial weekend. And they were working in conjunction, the Bush administration officials were working in conjunction with the media to keep this a secret from all of us. And so they had to fix these automobiles, Victor. So what did they do? They flew in a bunch of auto body repairmen from Albuquerque, New Mexico. They blindfolded them and put them on a private jet and flew them to the Rayburn parking lot, where they told these auto body repairmen they were in Canada and made them fix these cars, and they paid them 10 times more than what they normally get paid. And they also used compromising photos of these, and conveniently enough, they had compromising photos, or supposedly might have done this, of these repairmen with prostitutes to further ensure their silence. I mean, the whole thing screams just of a comedy.
Yeah. Well, and then they said that the dead bodies, they had to remove the dead bodies.
In a taxi.
In body bags in a taxi. So it's incredible. And here's their modus operandi.
Tell us about the part about Blair.
Well, go ahead.
They were going to arrest, the ops were going to arrest Tony Blair. And he had to be spirited away from the White House, where he was meeting in Washington with Bush, onto a jet. And as he was getting put onto the jet, he was white-faced, and he was screaming, "They can't do this! They can't do this!" Yeah, right.
I mean, why don't we just turn on the Bugs Bunny cartoons and watch that, because this is even more preposterous. And their modus operandi is the same. Here's what they do.
Yeah.
They get an event that briefly makes the news. Like, remember the Chicago subway power down? Now there was some kind of evacuation at the Rayburn building. So, here's the modus operandi. They always use foreign intelligence agents. Again, they always use subways or trains in their little stories. And again, somehow there's always Bush and Blair.
But the most important fact
in the story,
there is never one credible or named source
ever.
I looked closely through the whole thing. First of all, Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan are absolutely not credible sources.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Yeah, sorry.
We can't use those names anymore because They're no good.
Mo, Larry, and Curly, you should call them.
So anyway,
I mean, they're talking about hundreds of shots being fired.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Capitol Police told the media the gunfight sounds were caused by construction equipment, which may have sounded like shots fired.
Yeah, and they're the only reporters in the entire universe that ever get these stories. Nobody else can ever get these stories but Huey, Louie, and Dewey. So
Flacco, you're so discredited.
Yeah.
Why do you even try? Why do you even put anything out at all?
Now, there's people, though, Lisa, that still buy this stuff.
Yeah,
there's
still
a few morons out there. And I got an email the other day from someone that says, "What's with you people? First InfoWars, now rents. Get with the program. Who's it going to be next?" Okay?
The disinfo program.
So I wrote back to this guy and says, and very briefly, I said, should wrongdoing be pointed out or not? Should lying be exposed or not? If you answer no, then you've become exactly what the mainstream media and the New World Order want you to be. Someone who accepts everything without question. Victor Thorne from Wing TV. He writes back and says, bye. So in other words, he's saying that he wants to accept the lies.
Yep.
He wants to accept the fakery.
He's mad at us because we won't.
Yeah, and we won't. So why don't you go back to Fox? Go back to CNN.
Absolutely.
They'll ladle, spoon you mouthfuls and mouthfuls of lies.
Wear a bib.
Yeah, wear a bib because they have a lot of them. So this is what we're up against, this kind of mentality. And, you know, I think he's the small majority now, Lisa. And the only people that are really sending around this kind of information from Huey, Louie, and Dewey are the paid spammers that are on the government payroll.
You know what? If Tom Flacco wanted to be considered a credible source of information and perhaps redeem or salvage some of his mangled credibility, he would distance himself as far away as he could possibly get from Mo and Larry.
Yeah, that's his mission now. That's what he's been hired to do. So now we have another ugly story.
Another one, huh?
Yeah. This comes from Mr. Greg Zemanski. Everybody knows him, right? If you go to our Hall of Shame on the Wing TV homepage, you can read all about him. And it seems that Greg wants some of your hard-earned money.
Oh, but this is good.
But not just a little bit of your hard-earned money. He wants a lot of your hard-earned money. In fact,
his Freedom Minute's not taking off.
Yeah. He's holding a June pledge drive. And June starts today, June 1st. He wants, get this, $7,500 for the month of June, for 1 month. $7,500 for the Arctic Beacon and his investigative journal radio show. Now, I did a few calculations, and if Greg wants $7,500 a month from you,
it doesn't cost him that much to do that radio show.
$7,500.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Okay. Now, if you multiply this by 12 months, that means Greg Zemanski wants to make from you $90,000 a year. Now, this isn't as much as Jeff Rentz makes.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we contact some other RBN radio show hosts, and we know a few of them personally. We're going to contact the ones we know and ask them how much it costs them a month to do their radio show and have their website up.
Yeah.
Because this guy is ripping you off.
$7,500 for 1 month.
As if RBN doesn't already do enough fundraising and pledge driving.
Now, let's get to...
Get a job, Greg.
Yeah, how about get a job, Greg? There's other people that work for a living. And I'm going to have an article on Monday about this. But someone writes to me about Alex Jones' call-in to Michael Collins Piper's show a week or so ago.
How disingenuous can you get?
Oh, my God. And here's Alex that's had 12 years to talk about Israel, the Jews, Zionism.
But wasn't it just 2 weeks before that he was talking to Mike Berger on his show and saying Israel had nothing to do with 9/11?
But he's been taking so much heat from you guys out there, which is great, about his Zionist protection racket, that here's what somebody said. They go, Jones called in and began his phony rant in his phony Rush Limbaugh-type voice. I'm glad we're not the only ones that notice that. He's had years to talk about this, but he hasn't. Why? Because people are waking up to a Zionist protection racket and a Zionist 9/11 conference coming up. So we're not going to say any more, but we're going to have the whole thing outlined in an article on Monday. And Alex Jones, guess what? Everybody can see through this phoniness. He's calling up and like, he's going to go out and fight the Zionists, you know.
I'll bet even Piper saw it.
Oh, my God. We were laughing so hard at people. And then the guy that called in immediately after Alex hung up.
Said he didn't trust Alex Jones?
No.
Damn.
And he said, go listen to Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith talk about Alex Jones. You'll hear the real truth. And his exact words were, he says he was nonplussed by Alex's comments. In other words, he didn't believe him for a second. Either did we. Now, here's another guy, Philip. Philip, a very bright guy.
Yes.
And he writes to us and he says, do you know the best way to tell who belongs to this cabal of false front websites? He says, if they don't link to certain sites, then they're the ones that are part of it. And he says, if they're not linking to sites they're telling the truth, that's the best determinant there is as to who's part of the false front cabal. And it's really good. And he starts then talking about Jeff Rentz. And he says, I think you've latched on to something that you should not let go of until, of course, Jeff provides an accurate bio with pictures. Well, we're not holding our breath. But then he goes into how, you remember how we were talking about Jeff Rentz never does interviews and Alex Jones always begs him.
But he did do that one interview to come out and slam us.
To slam us because he was running so scared. But he says...
Damage control.
Rentz always gives a reason why he can't. He says because he's so busy and what he does is he runs a one-man show.
But that's not true.
But that's not true because Philip started contacting Jeff Rentz and he's getting different responses from the creative producer. Then he's getting... he's getting information from a woman, from a guy named James Neff.
The webmaster.
And then he's getting responses from somebody else. So Philip says in big letters, Jeff is not a one-man show because he doesn't even answer his own emails.
Yes, first of all, we don't even know if some of those other people involved are even really people that exist.
Yeah.
Could be one or two people just using different names. Because you see, Jeff Rentz is not transparent. Yeah. It's a big mystery, folks.
Right. And finally, Philip, he concludes, he says, if he, meaning Jeff Rentz, if he won't answer simple questions about his bio, then I'm sorry, this guy stinks like a clogged toilet. And he says, if he won't back up any of his claims, he needs to be exposed. Thank you, Philip. We couldn't agree
more. Well, you know, we're just trying to get to the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Now, somebody else wrote to us, and they were talking about Loose Change. The DVD Loose Change, which, of course, has some good information in it. But they
There's a lot of good information in it.
Yeah. But they say, then, that the reason why this is being promoted so much in the mainstream media is because it's safe.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a very good point because...
Because it doesn't talk about Israel.
Right. It doesn't talk about the crux issue of 9/11. And the producers of it, Dylan Avery and so forth, they admit that they're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Now, luckily, Christopher Bolin of the American Free Press wrote an article last week about this and showed the links between the Loose Change guys and a woman named Deborah Simon. And she's also hooked up to Phil Jahan. She's hooked up to Carl Schwartz. So this is a nasty little configuration.
And you know something else I want to say? As far as the American Free Press, we really, really like them. We like their reporters. We think they're fearless. They're great writers, and I don't know what the hell they want to have anything to do with Greg Szymanski for. But
well, and
he just brings them down.
Right, and that's the same with RBN.
He doesn't cut that mustard.
I mean, really RBN doesn't. Has a damn good lineup right now, except for Szymanski, and he sticks out like such a sore thumb. What was he talking about?
Unsubstantiated material. What was tall grays? That was yesterday.
Yeah, he was talking about the tall gray aliens yesterday.
Was that his Art Bell wannabe show?
Yeah, so he wants to be, you know, ride on Jeff Rentz's coattails and so forth. Last but not least, there was an article that Lisa mentioned earlier about, someone wrote it, Citizen Spook, and it's about Daniel Hopsicker. Now, when I first saw it, I thought, is Hopsicker even still around anymore? I mean, I thought he, like, you know, like a dog with his tail between its legs. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Daniel Hopsicker, almost 5 years now after 9/11, Daniel Hopsicker still says the 19 Arab cave dwellers masterminded and were behind 9/11.
You know why? Because he wrote books that say that, and he wants to sell them.
Right. So this Citizen Spook, and we had this linked on our homepage. You know what I'm going to do, Lisa? I'm going to leave this up for one more day.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Wing TV homepage.
It's a good article.
If you haven't read it. And Citizen Spook, whoever it is, just rips Hopsicker to shreds. And it's just... I'll just let you read it yourself.
Yeah, Citizen Spook, we applaud this article. It's great.
But the title of it is, and this will just give you an idea, Daniel Hopsicker is the government mole messiah of 9/11 truth damage control. that's a hell of a title. I wish I would have thought of that one myself. So, one last bit of news here. Well, two more bits of news. Tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Mark Glenn on Wing TV and Sisyphus Press, that's us, we just released his latest chapbook, his latest book called Hear No Evil. And if you want to get to the bottom of the root crux evil in our world, this book hits it like I can't even describe. He writes in an eloquent style, but he hits as hard as anybody out there, and we can't wait to interview him tomorrow.
Yeah, we always love to have him on.
Also, the American Free Press announced just today their latest article or their latest issue.
Hogging the paper again.
That Michael Collins Piper's book called Dirty Secrets is now sold out. Its whole first print run is sold out. And this is the same book. The American Free Press retitled it Dirty Secrets. We have it here at Sisyphus Press. We originally published it. It's called The Michael Collins Piper Reader. If you want to read a book that in 2005 we gave the Wing TV Award to, Best Book of the Year, it's The Michael Collins Piper Reader. Sold
Absolutely.
Out its entire first print run at the American Free Press. Also, another book that sold out that we carry here that the American Free Press published is Future Fast Forward by Matthias Chang. And this is an awesome book. I think we only have about half a dozen copies left until the American Free Press has another print run. Both of them excellent books. And Michael Collins Piper was the one that suggested to the American Free Press that they should publish this book. So they're doing fantastic work out there. And we're just glad to be associated with what they're doing.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so anyway, there you had it. The good, the bad, and the ugly in the alternative media. And remember,
with some stupid thrown in.
Yeah, with some stupid. And remember, Wing TV is the only one that brings you regular updates on the alternative media. It seems like everybody else is too afraid.
They don't want to update you on what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And why
people,
would they do that?
And people say, well, what can we do about this obvious cabal of infiltrators into the Patriot movement? And here's what we do. We don't link ever to their sites on our news updates. We don't click onto their sites. If somebody sends us an article about Jeff Rentz, we don't go to a site. We don't listen to their radio shows. And basically,
and sometimes we don't find out right away what's going on with some of these people.
Yeah.
But when we do, we sever it.
Yeah. And
because we're not going to support misinformation.
Right, right. So what we say is, first of all, don't give them your hard-earned money.
Right.
And don't have anything to do with them. We don't. And look how much we talk about on Wing TV. And that's without going to any of these cabal sites. We don't go to any of them. Also, one last thing, Lisa, was that this weekend is going to be the 9/11 conference in Chicago. By and large, there's not much that we see happening there.
The Gatekeeper Fest?
Yeah, the 9/11 Truth.org Gatekeeper. There's a couple people that I would like. There's over 40 people now. I could think of four or five only that I'd actually want to see. That's
right.
Jim Mars, Jim Fetzer, Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan. Other than that, the rest is just a nest of liberals, the Bush-hating cabal.
I think they're going to have a comedian there, too.
A comedian,
A Muslim comedian. So it's turning into like a
a fun and games kind of thing, a dog and pony show.
Like an entertainment program.
Yeah, 9/11 is really entertaining. And I went through the entire site for this. Not one time is the word Israel mentioned anywhere. So when people out there write to us and categorize these things as Zionist 9/11 protection rackets, that's precisely what they are. And the best 9/11 researchers that there are haven't been invited yet again to these conferences. You have to ask yourself,
it's par for the course.
Why? It's the same exact people at the same exact conferences.
Talking about the same exact things.
Yeah, and the best ones out there, the ones that are willing to push 9/11, push the envelopes, they're nowhere to be seen anywhere.
And they're omitting the same exact topics, too.
And when you think about this cabal, when you think about these people that we've mentioned today, do you know why Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones and Mike Rupert and all the rest of them get so upset at Wing TV? It's because they want complete control over the information that goes out to you. And when somebody steps out that's independent of them, like Wing TV,
the loose cannons.
They call us the loose cannons, the black sheep. Then they consider us a threat because they're exactly and precisely like the mainstream media. They want to control the message going out to you.
Yeah, and we don't have a ring through our nose.
Yeah. So, and they're so used to censoring information on their articles, on their broadcasts. So if something is said that they don't like or they don't agree with, they censor it out before you get to see it. But with Wing TV, we're here now. We were here yesterday, and we're going to be here tomorrow, and we're exposing these bastards. We're showing you what they're all about, and all we can say is stay away from it.
And we're not going to be pushed around or intimidated anymore by people who just want to cover their ass and deny things that they did say afterward.
Yeah.
So it may come down to the point where I have to start recording phone calls, because I'm not going to have that happen anymore. We saw that happen with Paul Isaac Jr.,
yeah,
who said one thing at Ground Zero and turned around afterward and said something else. And we've seen it time and time again with other people trying to cover their butts because they don't want to own up. They don't have the spine to stand up with for their own words.
And Jeff, friends, Lisa wrote these articles. They're out there on the internet. You're a man, and she's a woman. Are you going
to
stand
up? What does that have to do anything?
Because
be an adult and have some balls.
That's right. Get out of the shadows. Come out now. Face up to it. Show the world this resume, this 12-year resume in the mainstream media.
I want to see the TV newscast.
Yeah. I want to see his employers, their phone numbers. I want to see pictures of them back there.
See,
these places.
The reason why we have to do this is because he makes all these outrageous claims. See, we've never made any outrageous claims like this, but
yeah,
Jeff has. So, Jeff, qualify your remarks, qualify your statements, substantiate your broadcast career path.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV with Mr. Mark Glenn. Definitely tune into this one because we're going to ask him some great questions about his new book, Hear No Evil. And this guy is as good a guest as anybody out there. So until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.